Well, what does it mean? Obviously now we're number one in the US. We're number one just about everywhere other than UK, but I'm sure we're going to get there very, very soon. The other thing, another thing that is mentioned quite often, Lee, about the risks, and I can understand people writing these reports have got to say the positives and they've got to say the risks. One that really annoys me is to say lack of management depth or something, which is just the most ridiculous thing. But the other thing they say, the threat of a global competitor. I would bet a lot of money that there never will be another global competitor. What I'm sure there will not be now is another global competitor with a common IT system for the next 5 or 10 years. Lloyds are now writing their own system, and unless you have a common system, computer system, then being global, having alliances, absolutely means nothing. As some of you will remember in the history of computer share, we went this, and our dear friends APRL and Lloyds, and actually it was Equiserve. They had this wonderful alliance, and they were going to compete with Computershare, and the managing director said there's no need to have one company. You can do exactly the same thing through alliances, which is a load of rubbish. I mean, what you're seeing with Computershare now is sort of 6-7 years of really hard work. Mostly, well, a lot of it by Penny and our IT team, where we made a conscious decision, we're going to go global, but we're going to put our own computer systems in everywhere. And that's, we're just starting to see the real benefits of that. Because unless you've got common computer platforms, then really you just can't be a global operator. Probably the most incredible example we've had recently is News Corp. And obviously everyone would know about what happened to News Corp. We've been processing News Corp in Australia for 20 years. We went to a celebration about 6 months ago with the manager of News Corp, 20-year client, absolutely so loyal. The ADRs were run by Citibank in America, and in fact News Corp had one of their listed companies done by a bank in New York. So it was no laydown was there that Computershare was going to get this global deal. I think if you talk to anyone at News Corp now, they would freely admit that without Computershare this transaction just would not have happened. People that we've got like Paul Conn and Sandra Biggs and people that really understand markets, in the end they would not have a meeting without having the senior Computershare people there, managing the two sides, understanding how the Australian settlement system and everything worked, how the US did what worked, and it's really gone brilliantly. And I think that's a sign of things to come. And I think any of these big global transactions now, we've got huge recognition out of that, that people will know that come to Computershare and you can get it done. As I said before, I really do feel now there's going to be consolidation in the US. And we've seen that sort of before when something big happens in different countries. The UK, we saw it, where people say, well, you know, why are we really in this? Why are we really in this business? I think you're going to see a lot more consolidation in the US, which is only good for Computershare. I'm going on a bit, sorry, Chairman. it's going to be quick. Just the opportunities, and, you know, there's the obvious ones. And I said to people, if you just went and looked at Equiserve as a business and you look at what we paid and what it's going to make, you'd say, well, that's not a bad deal, you know, and it well and truly pay for itself and it would have a return on equity. I'm looking for Mr. Peter Griffin. Ah, there he is, ROI. It would have stacked up as a deal in its own right. But when you put that in the concept of what Computershare can do and offer and add to it, it really just doubles, triple the benefits Computershare gets from it. Number one, the ADR. We will be doing the back-end processing, and ADRs is something we've been trying to get into for ages. But we'll be doing the back-end processing for Citibank and JP Morgan. There's three major players in ADRs, those two plus Bank of New York. We'll be doing the back-end processing for two of the major players in that market without getting technical, which allows us to give a global view, do all the wonderful things we want to do. The cross-sell, and we've seen that with Georgian, absolutely incredible. So instead of having a user base of like 3 or 4 million shareholders, now they've got a user base of 24 million shareholders. An interesting CDS, it's always struggled, it's just broken even last year in the US. But we had a shareholder base feeding that business, unlike the UK where we had sort of 18 million, of 4 million shareholders. Now we've got 24 million shareholders. So there's so many side benefits that come off the Equiserve transaction. Just quickly, we have got a real focus now, and Marcus is going to help us, and already is, you know, in getting more involved in continental Europe. Traditionally, all companies go to their English-speaking markets and everything else. But, you know, Europe is really storming ahead now, continental Europe. There's probably different products. It won't be so much in the standard registry as we look at it because it's mostly bearer stock. But plans, proxy solicitation, analytics work, a whole lot of areas there. So we're really, next year, we'll be focusing on really investigating these opportunities and going further. In Asia, Mr. Crosby, and that's been wandering around because everything's running so beautifully here, he's got to do something else. So he's investigating opportunities in Asia. We have been looking at opportunities in Japan. We've always said that's sort of somewhere we wanted to be. They are starting to really develop it now, and again, really driven by Georgeston's. Georgeston's have got probably a $3 or $4 million business in Japan, the analytics side. Oliver just been over there with the pepper side. They're interested in all those sort of things. So we're sort of in discussions with a number of parties now, and I think before long, and we're not going to just sort of give all the good bits away. We want part of the real action. So that's an exciting thing for us. I think it'll happen. He's also been wandering around Korea and Taiwan, some big markets, and now we've got sort of the opportunity to investigate them. As I said, BPO, Corby's example, we want to do in other places of the world. And really get into, when I say consultancy, IR consulting, the higher end of the value chain. We can see if we can get up there, you know, at the CEO board level, consulting on these things, then we can give referrals down and say, well, you need a proxy solicitor, you want your registry done or something else. So that's really a focus which we are as a company on at the moment. Just quickly, demutualisation, which means getting rid of certificates. I think I can see Don Firth. Is that Don Firth up there? No. Yeah, it is. And W. You know, Australia, we tend to forget Australia and New Zealand were sort of 10 years ahead of the rest of the world. We haven't got certificates, but we've still got certificates in just about every other major market in the UK and the US and Canada and everything else. When these things happen, it is always great for Computershare because it means there's a whole lot of technology changes. We've done it, but we've seen it now. Ireland has moved to dematerialise. The UK will probably do it in a year's time. And you might say, well, that's going to cost you money or something like that, but, you know, we'd get rid of a lot more of that paper. Hong Kong's looking at it. Canada will go there, Dudley. And the US, finally, they might catch up to the rest of the world. They will do it. And handling certificates in the US is just a painful operation. So, again, there's some of the really positive things where Computershare has always traditionally gained, because, again, there's a lot of changes in systems. We know how that works. We run it here in a lot of places in the world. The other people that have got pure certificated systems, you know, have got to make huge changes, and that will generate them to say, well, maybe it's time to get out of it. Street name access, again, I'm trying to get too technical, but in the US, most shareholders are not on the registered list of shareholders. They hold their shares in a broker nominee. So if you want to buy shares in the US, you'll go to your broker and say, buy me 1,000 Computershare shares. We, if we're the registrar of Computershare, will never know that. We will have, you know, Merrill Lynch is the broker, and the broker will hold that underlying holding. So if you take a company sort of like Microsoft or something, there's probably 20,000, huge company, biggest in the world, 20,000 registered shareholders, but there's probably 5 million in street name, all held in other thing. Now, there's a wonderful little monopoly, which dear friends of ours at ADP have got over there, where they're the only ones that have access to those street names. Canada, through work from Dudley and Paul Conn and others, we've actually steered them where we now have access to the street name in Canada. So instead of just going to the 6 million shareholders in Canada that we did before on the registered shareholders, we've now, I don't know how many there are, but probably another 20 million out there, we now have total access for. Now, if you look at the US, the market size in the US of registered shareholders is probably about 120 million. Street name, 500 million dads, at least. You know, I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight, but it will in the end. And when you start thinking of those sort of concepts, we all get a little bit dizzy. As I said, that's it. I think I've finished. Right. So that's my little thing. Just a couple of thank yous. Number one, to my board members. I really think, and if you look around, I know some wonderful people on other boards, but if you look at any Australian companies that pretend or don't pretend of being global, you cannot be a global company and have an Australian board. It doesn't make sense. We all know that there's number is going to be 56% of our revenue will come from the US. Europe, I think, will grow. Australia is where we all live and we love it and everything else. But you're kidding yourself if you can run a global company, you know, with Australian directors. And I think we've got the best board of directors anyone could have. We've got some real talent there. We don't pay them much, but they all happy. I don't know what it is. Maybe we have good parties or something. But and I think you as shareholders should feel very comfortable in the fact that, you know, you have got some absolutely top people on your board. I mean, we do now really only have one or two meetings in Australia, which is as long as Sandy and Tony can rotate around the holidays, it's good. But, you know, we have board meetings all around the world, and you have to. And when we have it in different ones of our offices, so that we meet the staff. So I'm very and thank all the board members because they're a great support to me. The other ones, obviously, our senior managers. We have a few little issues at times, but we've got a great team of people there. And obviously, to all you people out there, that's the staff of Computershare. You know, and everyone says this sort of stuff, and people talk about, you know, what's important to, you know, you always ask this question, everyone says shareholder value. I'm sort of the sort of person that says the most important things in any company are the employees. Because if you get the employees happy, they'll look after the clients, and by default, the shareholders will get their shareholder value. So you've really got to focus on that, and we've just seen, you know, we've been fortunate the share price has got up. We got a participation rate in our employee share plan of nearly 70% this year, and that's incredible. If you want to work out and see, you know, what are good companies, go and ask the employees what they think about the company they work for. And that is one of the critical, I learned that from Microsoft many years ago, that's one of the critical criteria to judge the health of a company. And obviously the last employee share plan was about 310 and now they're 520 or something. They're happy for that, but people are genuinely proud to work for Computershare. I get people coming to me and saying, I was at a pub the other night and somebody said, who do you work for? And I said, Computershare. I said, oh, what a great company. And that's what we've got to feel, and you should feel proud as shareholders too that you're associated with a company like Computershare, because we want the employees to feel good about it. We also then get the best people. You know, people now want to come and work for Computershare in Australia because it is a very unique company.